It's Tuesday, and it's time for us to talk with Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning, Mark.
So what do we have today?
Well, we have a couple of things. First, I just want to cover a couple of really important classes that we have coming up. In June, we have SharePoint. SharePoint's a very important product that people use in medium to larger businesses. It's very important that your staff is up to speed with that so that they get the full use out of it. So in June, we've got SharePoint. In May, we have Crystal Reports, another very popular program. And then later in this month, we have the Taibo training that people need to sign up for. It's an exciting package that's really making an impact on businesses, and some of our large businesses have already incorporated that. But the other thing I wanted to talk about today is kind of a situation that I've seen come up with some of my consulting, and it's disconcerting to me because, you know, in this program and all of the other two programs that we have, we've been talking about improving employment, retention, and hiring, and using your financial statements to govern and run your business, and all of these really good proactive things for you to do to make your business click. So this statement, though, is for managers, owners, and upper management. And here's the problem. All of that good work you're doing is destroyed by wild emotional swings. So what I've seen is environments where the boss or the management or a manager, you know, one week is really very pleasant and high and positive. And the next week he's growling, he's mean, he's bossy without empathy. And what that does is it destroys all of the good things that you do. You know, the old saying, what is it? It takes a lifetime to create something and a minute to destroy it.
Right. Yeah. A lifetime to create a great reputation and a minute to destroy it.
And so this is what I'm seeing going on. And the thing that people don't understand is that your emotions are controllable. You know, just don't let them blow you from here to there. I mean, it's like being out on the waves without a rudder. You just go wherever the wind blows you. And that is totally destructive within a business. And I just don't understand why upper management will allow a manager or a line manager to have that type of a personality. The damage it does to the company is great. And the same thing from the standpoint of an owner. The thing that you have to be is stable.
Right.
You have to be consistent day in, day out, year in, year out, from beginning to end. Now, that doesn't mean you don't evolve and get better. But what it does mean is that you don't let your emotions rule you. It's the same thing in running the accounting side of the business. The accounting side of the business must be based on facts, not opinions and not emotions. So, I mean, I'm bringing it out today because I've seen some severe damage recently, and it's just got to be said.
Behavior modification is a really tough thing to do for people to change who and what they are. But in many instances, for the health of the business and actually for your own mental health, you got to figure out how to get a handle on that.
And it is directly related to your business. The only reason why I'm bringing it up is because it has such a dramatic impact. When you're corrupting the morality and the just the sense of well-being in the business, you're destroying the business for a lifetime.
We'll talk more about this again in the future with Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions, alliancetrains.com on the web. And Edward, the telephone number?
831-755-8200. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Come and visit.